trying to create a mood right now and do kind of a more sensitive kind of a song for you. And we'd like to have our lighting person. Let's have a hand for our lighting person. Her name is Kim. Let's also have a big hand for our sound man up there. Eddie up there doing a really great job on the sound. And Kit does a great job, and but we'd like to kind of change the mood a little bit. Kit, could you give us like kind of blue lights and blue lights down here, please? Just kind of... No. No. I asked, we talked about this before, some blue light, please. Could you just... Some blue light, if you don't mind. Some blue light. Can we have some? No. Look, we're working really hard up here. I don't mean to be uptight or anything. You guys paid a lot of money to be here. You went through snow, tundra, snow drifts, all sorts of things. Can we have the, just have some blue light, please? Is that asking too much? A little blue light? Okay, enough. Enough already. Okay, we'll just do the next one. Never mind. Just never mind. Okay. Can I continue now? Is this... May I continue?
Woo!
Thank you. I'd like to talk about my new album coming out on June 7th. Thank you. I'm sorry you've had to be staring at it for the last hour or so, or longer. No, it's an album where... well, I'll just... preface this by saying I got a hold of all these recordings of John Hartford and Earl Strunk's jamming, nice. Mostly at Earl's house between the mid-80s and the mid-90s. And I started transcribing what Earl was playing on a bunch of these songs. I kind of transcribed into banjo tablature about 40 of these songs, songs that we've never heard him play before in many cases. And I decided, why not just do an album where every solo I take is what Earl played note for note. And I recorded 25 songs, 15 of which will be on this album. And I've got folks like Vince Gill, Molly Tuttle, Sierra Farrell, Jerry Douglas, all sorts of folks. Bela Fleck, that's his name, right? Sam Butch is on there. Yeah, most of these guys up here. And we're gonna do the first single, which came out about 2 months ago. A single came out last week with Molly Tuttle on a song called Dooley by the Dillards, and we recreated that. So that's out there, you can find it on YouTube and streaming. And but the first single was with Billy Strings, who's done okay for himself, I suppose you could say. He's really amazing, very sweet guy, and he agreed to be on this song on the album. And it's called The Browns Ferry Blues. So we're going to do a number of these tunes from the jams from this album.
Woo!